I told you, among our sponsors, we've got Pepsi, we got Magnatech, we got Felder Shredding, we got Guaranteed Tile Company, we have Tool Expo, and we have Allstate agent Ken Morgan. Randy, speaking of Allstate.
Speaking of Allstate, guy sitting right in front of us wearing his Allstate gear that we talk to him every year here at SEC Media Days. Matt Stichcomb, how you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, guys. Yeah, I got a great lineup of sponsors, man.
I'm
That's
telling
fantastic.
You. I'm
well,
we
telling
just, you.
We got about 30.
That's
almost,
good.
Almost as many.
But our
radio
favorite would be the Allstate.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is what they call synergy.
Darn right.
Synergy.
Yes. A coalescence here.
So, man, so you know more big words than I do.
I made that one up. I hope I used it in context.
Well, that's why Allstate recruited you, former SEC football player, but also a good guy. To be part of this program for many years, tell folks why you're wearing the Allstate gear.
Yeah, well, thankfully, folks like you all are good enough to allow us to come on and talk about the National Good Works team. It's been around for a long time. Allstate's been involved with it, I believe, since 92, and they've done a great job of exploiting and expanding the profile of this recognition. The whole idea is these are the kids that are giving back, that are in their communities, that are active, not only as leaders in the locker room, but with their classmates in their hometowns, other countries. They found ways to squeeze into what is already a crowded schedule, ways to give back. And that's who's being named to these teams. There's 12 kids that are nominated out of the conference this year out of a possible 137. That speaks pretty well, I think, to the level of character of the rosters, the kids that are playing college football right now and in this conference.
And at least a couple of those guys are representing their teams here at SEC yeah. Media Days. Jake Fromm, we just saw walk by, is one of those guys from Georgia.
Yep, quite a leader in his own right, but a guy that, you know, it just so happens that his the cause that seemingly is nearest his heart or at least most prominent in his activities is working with children with disabilities, not only raising awareness and funding, but actually building relationships with those kids. It's just phenomenal work, and he's one of many that are doing and undertaking efforts just like that.
And another Georgia native is Derrick Brown, all-star defensive lineman from Auburn on the list too.
Yep, Derrick Brown, obviously at Lanier High School, is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Probably would have been a first-rounder this past year. Great football player, game-changer, and it just so happens that he gets that he's got a platform and he wants to use it for positive impact, and he's been able to do so. I'll be surprised if he doesn't ultimately make the National Good Works team as well.
And Chris Owens also from Alabama on the list. Just
yep, Chris Owens, you know, Trey Smith. I mean, the list is long and distinguished. There's a lot of really good football players. Landon Young, who missed last year due to an ACL injury, really good football player. He's going to be an outstanding tackle for Kentucky this year. Good players, really good players, but more importantly, better people.
One of the all-time great offensive linemen, Matt Stichcomb, sitting in with us now. All right, why is everybody so energized about Georgia? Are they going to even be better this year than they were last year?
They can be. You know, last year they were a year ahead of schedule. It made more sense for Georgia to have the success that they did in 2017 than it did in 2018. Too many young guys, too much of a veteran and production exodus. Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, notably Lorenzo Carter. Roquan Smith you don't replace. I don't care what team you are. And they haven't. And no one else could have either. And yet they found ways to put together a pretty impressive run of games outside of the LSU performance, which was a borderline no-show, and then the bowl game, which, of course, Georgia is not the only team that's had that difficulty as a runner-up in the conference, representing the conference in the Sugar Bowl. So pretty good year in 2018. A chance for 2019 to be even better. That the concern would be you can be a division champion and still not be close approximation to what comes out of the West. Georgia's proven 2 years in a row that it's either a championship-caliber team or one that's about as close as you can get without leaving with a new installment in their trophy case.
It's interesting that we're now, Georgia's to the point that we're talking about what they don't have as opposed to what they do have.
Right.
And we're saying, oh, what about the wide receivers? In the past, you know, we'd just been talking about all the great things they do have going for them. So
right.
Maybe that's the next level.
Well, it's a shorter conversation, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, if you're largely a fully realized product, then what are you going to talk about? Well, you focus on the deficiencies. If you've got a few bright spots and the rest of it's a bunch of question marks, it takes less time to focus on those. So That's the hindrance, or the potential hindrance for Georgia this year, will be a couple things. One of them would be pass rush, or the development of a pass rush, and the other is a passing game. Who's on the receiving end of what should be the passes of one of the better quarterbacks in college football, Jake Fromm?
Matt Stinchcomb, you can hear him every Saturday on the SEC TV network. He works with Mobile native Taylor Zarzer. So who carries each other? Does he carry you, or do you carry him on the telecast?
Well, I don't know if you've seen Taylor in person, but he ain't carrying me anywhere. And that would be true of just about anybody, I think, that's doing play-by-play for us. But I do know that he will shoehorn a Mobile reference into every single game.
That's good.
Somewhat inartfully. I mean, sometimes it's pretty tactful, and then other times it's just a blatant cram session.
He hasn't forgotten his roots.
Clearly has not forgotten his roots. Yeah, he will find a way to make some tangential reference to Mobile, Alabama. I don't know if it's like a deal with the Chamber of Commerce or what, but if so, he's definitely fulfilling his end of the bargain.
We appreciate that. What about Jacob Fromm as far as down the road? Is this his final year there, would you think? Is he right up there as a first-round draft pick?
That's what they're saying now. And I got to tell you, I find it somewhat surprising, not because that shouldn't be the case, because it should be. It's that people are actually taking notice as he just walks by right now. Perfect timing.
Didn't even shake your hand.
Well, he's busy doing an interview. The idea, though, that you're in an offense where the quarterback is not the central figure of the offensive production, and that you are more of the work that he does, and the best work that he does is probably pre-snap, which unfortunately is not captured in a box score. But the people take notice of that. You know, people at the next level take notice of that. Smart kid. Knows where he needs to go with the football, and then can actually get it there. There's not a lot of guys out there where that's necessarily the case.
How concerned are you, though, that his leading returning receiver is the guy who was the second or third string running back last year?
Right. Very. I mean, from a passing game standpoint, you never want to come into a season wondering who is exactly going to be running the routes for us this year. So that's not ideal, certainly not the A plan. At the same time, they have recruited well, and there is opportunity for guys to step up. There's opportunity, I think, for some of these true freshmen to contribute early. Demetrius Robertson, guy who went out to Cal initially, is now in Athens, was in Athens a season ago, never really found a role in the offense. He's a bigger, faster version of Mecole Hardman, which is kind of hard to imagine. He's going to have to step up, and I would think would figure prominently in the passing game. He's going to need to, given the fact that the top five are gone.
You know, Matt, you look at Jake, since he's been there, two highly profile quarterbacks have left. So what's behind him now? Do they have experience at quarterback?
Nope.
Is it a freshman? What are they?
Nope. That's the difference now, is he's usually either chasing somebody or being chased. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles a different quarterback room.
We always enjoy having you on with us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be listening and watching when you hit that microphone.
Please do.